From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
And welcome in to ABQ Connect. I hope, gentlemen that are listening, you're making your plans to be part of Man Up. That men's rally is getting underway tonight. Actually, it starts officially at 6:30. I mean, if you didn't show up till 6:30, I don't want to say you wouldn't miss anything, because you would. There'll be some fellowship going on between 5:30 and 6:30 before the event actually starts. There's going to be I don't know if they're doing like cornhole or I know there'll be free food, guys. Take note. Here they all come. But more importantly, there's going to be worship, a time of worship. Now at 6:30, time of worship, there's going to be a message. And actually, I'm not sure who's delivering the message tonight. And then after the message, some breakout groups. I don't know if they have a special name designated to those, but Man Up, whether you are a regular attender at Calvary Church, you attend nowhere, maybe you're going to church at home, maybe you're going elsewhere, you are invited out tonight, guys. It starts at 5:30. Come on out, enjoy a time of fellowship before the event really gets underway, and we hope to see you there. And right now, let's head to our first guest on today's show, Dr. Shelley Norris. She's the superintendent at Clovis Christian Schools. Dr. Norris, welcome on to ABQ Connect.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for the invitation. Fun.
Oh, we're so glad. And some of our listeners may have already heard the radio spots that we've already begun to play. We started this last year, excuse me, and each month, KLYT features a different Christian school somewhere in the state, and we've done schools in Santa Fe and in Clovis, in Berlin, in Albuquerque, well, we'll get into more of the purpose, but this month the featured school is Clovis Christian Schools, and you are right there in Clovis, New Mexico, Dr. Norris. Where, for those actually listening at 90.7 FM in Clovis, where exactly are you located?
So we are, we're in the eastern portion of New Mexico, and just for ease, we are on the Texas border, but we are definitely New Mexico.
Right, and specifically, where in Clovis? Cross Streets?
We are on Humphrey Road. Well, I say that. Yes, we are now officially on Humphrey Road, but if you would have asked this question 3 weeks ago, we would have said we are on Humphrey and on Hinkle, because we had a split campus. We were utilizing our previous campus for all of our inside sports, for volleyball, basketball, but we finally moved our entire campus over to this newer campus on Humphrey. So, yes, and so glad to be here, all in one.
Well, and actually momentarily, we'll maybe get into a little of that, because we're going to start, early on talking about the history of Clovis Christian School. But I do want to read this I found on the website, the listeners who hear the radio spot, they'll hear, this connection as well. Clovis Christian Schools, their mission statement says, in partnership with families, equips students to confidently impact the world for Christ. And I say the synergy between your mission statement and the spot we're playing. In the spot, we do mention that how important that connection is with, you know, the foundation the parents have already set. And Dr. Norris, the mission statement sounds like you're doing a little bit of discipleship.
Definitely. Certainly, you know, the roots for Clovis Christian were planted 27, 28 years ago. The mission statement actually hasn't varied that much. It has pretty much stayed solid since the inception of the school. So, of course, we feel like our greatest mission here on earth is to serve as a beacon for for God, for the church, for discipleship. And we just happen to be a great school on top of that. So, yeah. So, as you were reading that mission statement, I thought, you know, sometimes we just don't take time to think about what our mission statement is. We say it when we have announcements in the morning. We'd like to think that we can reiterate it by heart, all of the adults and the students too, but those are some huge goals. Those are lofty, lofty goals. And being a disciple, is probably the greatest goal we can have in terms of, taking our school and working towards getting everybody, on the same page and knowing that, Corpus Christi and Christian education is where we're headed. Working towards getting to heaven.
And even just, you know, I mean, I applied discipleship because, we're talking about students and impacting the world for Christ. And obviously, right. We're all very aware of the disciples we read about in the Bible. Many of our listeners, are aware of this. Maybe you're not. Let me remind you or tell you for the first time, my understanding of a disciple, that is a disciplined student learner. And that is woven into what you guys do.
That is true. And I'd like to say that, it's 100% true, but I think we all are working toward being the very best we can in terms of discipleship. And I'd also like to kind of add that the discipleship feature isn't just about students in terms of children in preschool through 12th grade. Discipleship also refers to the adult population.
That's right.
At the school. So
that's absolutely so,
not just people who are paying tuition; it's the people who are on the paycheck too.
So, you know, let me say to the listener who may be going, okay, this is a school in Clovis. I'm in Socorro, or I'm in Santa Fe. We're going to be touching on topics today that are important to any parent or student. Considering an alternative to public education. In the midst of that, we're also going to talk about things like specifically Clovis Christian School. And Dr. Norris, what sets Clovis Christian School, let's start first, what sets it apart? Because I think in the second half of the show, we'll really kind of cover, or second half of our time together, we'll cover more of what sets Christian education apart from mainstream or secular education. But what sets Clovis Christian School apart from other Christian schools that are available?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what I will say. I can speak specifically for Clovis Christian School. I think a big catalyst for us and a focus for us has been a surety that we are an accredited Christian school. And so for us, we are accredited through ACSI, which is essentially the Association of Christian Schools International. Actually, we have dual accreditation through ACSI and Cognia, which is really consistent with a Christian education that's not only founded in the principles of Christian worldview and assuring that what we're teaching is biblically premised, but also academically rigorous for our students. So I think sometimes there's an assumption that if it's a private education or a Christian education that, you know, we're only doing one thing. And so we want to assure people understand that we're using our God-given talents and pulling the God-given talents that our students have had to make a better school and make a better environment, not just for the school, but for the entire community. And so, like I kind of using that beacon word again, part of that is the work that we're not just doing inside school, but outside of the school. And once again, I think we can always do better. But I think the academic piece and the accreditation piece is really huge for us. One of the things, too, I think that we've had conversations about, you know, I think there's and I shared earlier in a conversation you and I had, I'm a product of private and public schools. I'm actually an Air Force dependent of a dad who's in the military for a long time. And a lot of times, you know, we'd move to a new city and my parents would immediately want to check, you know, to seek out Christian private schools to be sure that they felt like we were safe and that we were getting a good education. It was based upon Christian principles. But I don't want, at least I don't want any of our Christian schools to be the secondary option. Things didn't work out for me in public schools, or things didn't work out well for my child in public school or whatever, so we're going to try the Christian school. I want to be the first option. First option people to say, hey, tell me about Clovis Christian Schools. I don't want to be the next best option. I want to be the first best option. And that's what I share with my staff, and that's what I share with my board, that when people come to Clovis, I want people to say, tell us about Clovis Christian Schools. It's not a clearinghouse because perhaps my child can't behave or whatever. It's a place because people want their kids here because they know that they're going to get an education that is premised upon what God wants for each of us. And most importantly, an extension of what's already been taught in the home. But I will also share that we do have students who come to our school sometimes who don't have strong Christian roots from home for one reason or another. So I pray that we are a catalyst for opening eyes for them as well.
Yeah, you know, and as you mentioned, the standard of excellence, I think any vocation that would, a Christian radio station, a Christian musician, a Christian whatever, we should be setting the standard for any industry that we're in. I don't know. I don't have the stats in front of me. This is something you are probably more aware of than I would be. Whether it's Christian homeschooled or Christian private schooled, the ratings given to schools and students, I'm going to guess, you know, even if you're just talking about SATs and ACTs, that it's not unusual to see them score higher. And that does denote a certain level of excellence.
Absolutely. And interesting, as I'm sitting in the boardroom preparing for a meeting with the board next Wednesday, I'm actually looking at data-driven artifacts. And one of the artifacts that we use here is based upon a math and reading data collection program called iStation, which is really widely used, I know, throughout the state of New Mexico. But anyway, all of that said, one of the reports that has historically been really important to me is the rate of improvement, which says, you know, whatever place a student is coming from academically, when they come in new to Clovis Christian Schools, you know, there's a lot of times we don't have a lot to do with new people coming in and where they're at, but, you know, our focus is, hey, but we're gonna help move them forward. Anyway, so all of that said, this rate of improvement, I looked at it and it's glaring. It's amazing. And the data is there. It shows clearly that our students are improving an 8 percentage points over the norm in math and in reading at all 5 levels. And I know that's a lot of information and probably going scratching your head. Here's what I have to tell you. It's a huge celebration, and I can't wait until 7:30 on Wednesday morning to share that with the board. The numbers don't lie. And certainly kids are not just numbers, but the work that the students are doing and the work that the teachers are doing, specifically with this test in general, it's very indicative that Clovis Christian is addressing the needs of students, and we have an expectation for excellence. And if we don't see what we need, it's not a punitive kind of device. We don't, and I was in public education for a long time where you felt such under the gun because if we don't make these scores, we're going to have this happen or that happen. And so for us, it's a celebration. It's huge. And it's like, okay, this child didn't make the gains or the strides that we wanted to see them make this month. Okay, let's celebrate the positive, but let's target their needs and help them to move on. And we've had several conversations just in the last 24 hours with specific parents about their children. And it's just really good stuff. And like I said, those are just math and reading scores. But Clovis Christian has historically done very well academically from the beginning of its inception, not just in the last couple of years. So that's it. But I also, once you set that standard, it's pretty much the momentum is consistent, assuming that, you know, you continue to encourage that standard with your staff and you hold staff accountable and you hold yourself, more importantly, accountable, whether you're a head of school superintendent, whether you're principal, whether you're the head of curriculum, whatever, whether you're a student, and parents need to know that this is what the expectation is coming in.
Now, for parents that are, whether they're considering Clovis Christian Schools or a school in general, you did mention the ACSI and the Cognia accreditation. Actually, it looks like it's just been renewed. On the website, it even says through 2027. But even though parents may know, yeah, that's right, I want to find a school that's accredited.
Yeah.
Tell the listener what that means. I mean, what it takes to get accredited and why you want to make sure you're doing your shopping around for a Christian school, speaking now maybe more to those outside of Clovis, they're looking for a school where they are. What's the importance?
Well, I'm just going to give you kind of in a nutshell to start with. ACSI accreditation, and like I said, we're duly accredited. We're not just ACSI accreditation. Once you hit a certain level of accreditation, you are eligible to be duly accredited. So that is like a double blessing. But essentially what it says is your child's Christian school, it means your child's Christian school is absolutely committed to excellence, rigor, and accountability to themselves and to God. And so when I came in as the new head of schools superintendent, it was really interesting because when I interviewed, they shared, okay, we have to tell you that if you're hired, this would be a renewal year for accreditation, and ACSI accreditation is every 5 years. And I thought, well, you know, I've worked for education for lots of years and I've been through accreditation processes. They said, please don't let it scare you, but I will, and it didn't scare me, but I will tell you, I had an amazing team of people around me, an amazing staff already with great things in place, an amazing supportive board, of course, great students, but that accreditation piece is ginormous. And I know that's really not a word, but we're using it as a word. Essentially, it's based up. I laughed. I thought, okay, how are we going to eat this elephant in one bite? We have to get reaccredited, and we're going to get there. So, essentially for me, I took every area of accreditation. There are 12 specific components, or actually, I say there are 8 components. I made 12 yellow notebooks along with my staff, and we just took every single component, and we said, here's what we need to show: artifacts of history. We need to show artifacts that we know about our school, and that the constituents know about our school. We need to show that we are financially stable. We need to show that we are on top of academia, and that our kids are doing well. We need to show that we are great communicators, not only with our students and our families, but that the community knows about who we are. You know, it's a series of surveys. It's a lot of data collection. And so it's great because it's a reaccreditation doesn't stop and you go, oh, yeah, you have to reaccredit. So you just start over. I mean, we're already working on reaccreditation. And by the way, on our website, it shows 5 years, but we actually found out right after we updated the website, we actually reaccredited for 6 years, which is kind of a new thing.
Nice.
Which is wonderful. But bottom line is, regardless of your accreditation and how often you reaccredit, you should be focused on that every single day. So, I will also say, as part of the reaccreditation process, outside of the rigor that we expect from ourselves as a school, there is an expectation that every teacher is ACSI certified as well.
Oh, that's important.
Yes.
Hey, Dr. Norris, we've got to take a break, but we want to hear more about Clovis Christian Schools. When we come back, we'll get into that. I do want to let the listener know we're visiting today with Dr. Shelley Norris, the superintendent at Clovis Christian Schools in Clovis, New Mexico. Of course, we broadcast from Cannon Air Force Base, which in discussions with Dr. Norris, I already know that there's students from Cannon that are attending Clovis Christian Schools, but they listen at 90.7 FM. If you're looking for information and you're in that area, CloviseEagles.com is the website. I'm going to give you the phone number as well, so grab a pen and a paper or put it in a note on your phone. The website, again, is CloviseEagles.com. And because there's elementary and high school, here's the phone numbers, and they're very similar, so I'll say them kind of together. The phone number is 575-935-2279 for elementary and 2278 for high school. Did I get that right, Doctor?
That is correct.
Okay. One more time on the phone numbers, 575-935-2279 for elementary and 2278 for high school. When we come back, more with Dr. Shelley Norris, the superintendent at Clovis Christian Schools on ABQ Connect.
Clovis Christian Schools strive for excellence. Highly qualified staff and faculty motivate students to succeed and answer the call of Christ to love and lead well. A family-focused community encourages building upon the parents' foundation through strong academics and state-of-the-art equipment. This helps students think deeply and process content creatively. Eagles Athletics is another asset supporting growth. Clovis Christian Schools, ACSI accredited, CloviseEagles.com.
A portion of the programming heard on KLYT is underwritten by a gift from David and Carol Beth Stewart of Black Bear Medicare. David and Carol Beth are both licensed, independent Medicare brokers and advisors providing no-cost consultation to educate those making decisions about Medicare plans and to clarify Medicare information seen on TV and in the mail. Black Bear Medicare, 505-363-9191. BlackBearMedicare.com, 363-9191.
Beds for Kids collects and distributes new and gently used beds for New Mexico children and their families because they believe no child should have to sleep on the floor. Since its inception, Beds for Kids has placed over 14,000 people in beds at no cost. There's also a constant need for linens, comforters, chest of drawers, and dressers. Support is also possible via donations at bedsforkids.org. That's BEDS, the number 4, KIDZ.org. Bedsforkids.org.
Jesus warned us that money rivals God for our loyalty and affection. Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. Money can give us a sense of power and control as well as a sense of ownership rather than stewardship. In an article for the National Christian Foundation, Lauren Terrell suggests ways to push back against the tug of money. One is to take a mission trip where you focus on the needs of others. Another idea? Earmark money to give away first. When you get paid, do your giving first, then take care of the other items in your budget. Terrell calls it learning to hold money with an open palm instead of a clenched fist. Those are just two ideas that'll help you keep the Lord first in your life, where He always should be. This Minute is sponsored by John Moore Associates, an investment advisor registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. More information about biblical finances at johnmoore.com.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. In just a minute, we're going to continue our discussion with Dr. Shelley Norris, the superintendent at Clovis Christian Schools, KLYT's featured school for the month of January. And before we get back to that conversation, just heard that Money Minute sponsored by John Moore Associates. We're going to be visiting with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates, the final segment of our show today with our Friday financial update. And if you're unfamiliar, Brian and John Moore Associates looking at handling our finances through a Christian Worldview Lens. So join us for that. We're going to be getting on to a topic unfamiliar to you today. So check that out in the final segment of today's show. And after this segment with Dr. Norris at Clovis Christian Schools, we'll catch up with Leanne Salgado of Southwest Symphony Orchestra. Michael W. Smith is going to be in concert tomorrow night in Hobbs with the symphony. We will hear more about what they do and tomorrow's show and all about that in the next segment. So stick with us for that. Dr. Norris, again, thank you for joining us. We've already talked a little bit about Clovis Christian School's mission statement, the history, what sets them apart, including accreditation. And I mentioned the website, cloviseagles.com. Eagles, and I'm sure more than athletics, it's the mascot for the school. Tell us a little bit about the Eagles.
Well, you mean in terms of how wonderful our sports teams are?
Sure. And not only how wonderful the sports teams are, they could be at the bottom of the rung when it comes to whatever division they're in, the amount of growth opportunity that students have through Eagles Athletics or Eagles, I don't know if there's other Eagles extracurricular activities going on, if there's clubs or what have you that are available to the students.
Well, we have a lot. We actually, I've got my fingers crossed, and I don't want to jinx myself, but our varsity basket, we have an amazing varsity basketball team who's likely going to state this year. So Clovis Christian has typically had a strong basketball team. We have boys and girls basketball. We have a volleyball team. We are rekindling. We've had archery. In fact, the state champion archery team. We're rekindling our archery team. It set kind of latent at the beginning of the year because we have been in the middle of switching campuses, and we have a brand new gymnasium floor and a whole new renovated gymnasium. But anyway, we've got a plan in place as of last night for our archery group. We have a children's theater group who is actually performing Annie in the spring. We have a children's choir who just finished a beautiful Christmas concert. Lots of, kind of extra type things. We also, in terms of academia, our high school students, actually, you can actually get dual credit from fifth grade up, through the community college, which is right down the street, which is incredibly, incredibly convenient. I'd like to say you can walk there, but I kind of like to drive everywhere.
Well, and let me say this as a parent, as far as dual accreditation, I have a grown child over 30 now, who graduated from high school with an LPN, because there's programs where, you can start gaining some college credit. Wow, you said as early as fifth grade?
We have an amazing new counselor/advisor. We kind of redefined some of our admin positions. And so that has been a real focus for her this year. And so dual accreditation has been huge. And I have to tell you, I was super surprised when I said, are you sure it's fifth grade? And said, yes, they can start getting college credit starting in fifth grade. And so she's like, we're on it. We're on it. And so, not just as a school staff member, but as a parent, I mean, boy, that you talk about a draw for a parent to think their kids are getting college credits. But as a student, I mean, how empowering for a student. So when we talk about academic rigor and when we talk about kind of upping the ante and doing things a little bit different, that's definitely one of the things that we're doing at Clovis Christian Schools. And so we like to, one of our mottos that we use a lot now. In fact, we just purchased a billboard for the next year. It's small school, mighty impact. So we try to think of, do you like that? Because we just made that up.
Very good.
I'm sure it's written somewhere, but we love it. But anyway, the whole idea is, we take a school whose enrollment, ranges for anywhere from about 200 to 250 students, give or take. And, we kind of try to figure out, like, what can we do? What can we offer our Eagles, quote unquote? What are some specialty kinds of things that we can do with a small school that we perhaps couldn't do in a large school, a much larger school? And so capitalizing on the size of our school, not to mention the ability to preach the gospel of Christ, is huge. And so those two working in tandem together really kind of situated us to do unique things at Clovis Christian. And so one of them is
so for class size. For people listening and you know, of course, we're going to talk about Clovis Christian School. That's why we're having you on. But I want to include, parents that are shopping or considering, putting their kids maybe, in something other than public education, or maybe they're at a Christian school, that, they're going to be moving as they're doing their shopping and considering things. Let's talk about, and this is probably true for most Christian schools. Of course, you can't make the assumption. But when it comes to tuition and parents that are like, well, I put them in public school. It's paid for. You know, our taxes are paying for it. I can't afford tuition. What do you tell that parent?
Well, one of the things, Clovis Christian, that we do offer scholarship opportunities. Last year, I believe we gave, and I may not be right on spot, but I think we gave away about $18,000 in scholarships.
Wow.
No, more than, it was more than that, because I think we supported 7 students, partly, and some of it came through a different fund. But anyway, we gave more than $18,000 away in scholarships. I, as of late, in fact, I had a conversation with a student, actually with a student's parent who was up here at the school working on a separate project, and I said, why are you driving all the way to XXX town to take your child to school if he's already been at Clovis Christian? And she said, well, he was here several years ago, but, things happened in life. And so we couldn't afford the tuition anymore. And so that's why, so this mom is driving essentially, about 25 miles out of Clovis to take her child because she wanted him in a small school setting. I said, is that the only reason that's keeping you from Clovis Christian? And it was like a ding, ding, ding kind of for me because you just hear that very often about, I mean, certainly people will ask about the tuition. And I thought, well, if she wants her child to have a Christian education, and she, I'll tell you, she was a little bit teary and she made me a little teary. I said, we can make a way for you. We can make a way for you. And I'll tell you, this was interesting because our bookkeeper was in on the conversation, and after the parent left, she said, Shelley, do you remember such and such family that had a scholarship? It was a military family. They left in November because dad was transferred out. There's still scholarship money in that account if you want to bring that child back and offer that child. I said, absolutely. Anyway, this was right before Christmas break, and so that child came back to Clovis Christian after being gone for a couple of years. And so he started back up at Clovis Christian, and I said, you know, we've got to make a way for kids, and if it's the money that's standing in the way, you know, part of being Christian and part of what we do here, I think, is work on being benevolent and making a way for people. And I don't want to be the school that people want the best for their kids in education and Christian education, but they can't give them the best because it's tuition that stands
well,
in the way.
And I don't want to commit other schools to being able to do the same thing. But the truth is,
right,
most of the time, Christian schools have this set up, and it's available to students that are in need. And I'm going to do this quickly because we're running out of time. But that kind of money, that kind of support, although tuition pays, for a new campus, to pay for uniforms, to pay for I don't know, the kids might do fundraisers for some of that. But remember that Clovis Christian School and most Christian schools are nonprofit organizations, that
right.
if you are someone who sees the value in supporting an organization that is making a difference in the community by providing education to better the people that are living in your community and will eventually, you know, they don't need to be an adult to make a difference in the community, but they will be the future leaders. And there's an opportunity for you to go to the website, whether it's CloviseEagles.com or another Christian school in your community, to go on. And typically there's a place to give. And at the top of the page on the right hand side, I will tell you there is a place to give to Clovis Christian Schools. And we're pretty much out of time, Dr. Norris, but I do want to make sure that the listener knows how to get in touch with the school and reach out to you if they have questions. They can do that through the website at CloviseEagles.com, or whether you're calling the elementary school at 575-935-2279, or the high school, which is the same number but 2278. Let me give you those numbers again. The elementary, 575-935-2279, and high school is 575-935-2278. You can, again, go to the website to contact the school as well. For the month of January, Dr. Norris, the superintendent at Clovis Christian Schools, Dr. Norris, we will be featuring Clovis Christian Schools, and we hope you'll hear from people in the surrounding community.
Absolutely. Well, we can't thank you enough. Thank you. This has been fun. Love sharing the good things going on at Clovis Christian, for sure.